Hello. First up, an apology for the sound quality on my microphone on this episode of Let's Go JoJo. It turned out that the microphone I was speaking into wasn't the one connected to Skype, and so I sound like I'm in a tin can. Everyone else sounds great, though, so please enjoy this final episode of Season 1 of Let's Go JoJo.
You are listening to Let's Go JoJo, the weekly JoJo's Bizarre Adventure podcast from Dynamite in the Brain and Secret of the Sailor Madness. On today's season finale, we have Niall Flanagan.
Lally Ho.
Anthony Askew.
Evening.
Dwayne Maloney.
Oh my god!
And me, Brian Smith. This week's episode, High Priestess. Part 2. But first, the week in JoJo's news. Daisuke Ono has a book coming out. He's in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. The book has nothing to do with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Good for him.
But well done for having a book come out.
What's it about?
That's right, I'm just trying to find out. The link would not open up for me. Fuses to... There we go. Redirecting. Oh, come on. Oh, no, it now redirects me to an article which wasn't the article I linked to in the first place.
So being like, wait, voices could kill. Confessions of a JoJo's voice actor.
So, who knows, he even has a book coming out at this point. Google alerts. The emails change over time. When you go back to them, there's more content in the emails later day. It's very confusing. JoJo Lion Volume 8 coming out. JoJo's is still the top of that PlayStation digital recording ratings, closely followed by Hunter x Hunter. Araki has done a cover for the band Dirty Loops, who I listened to one of their songs. They're like a worse Jamiroquai. They are a jazz fusion band, and there is a lot of noodling going on. I think they're from Switzerland.
Noodling? What's noodling in music?
Noodling. Yeah, just faffing about. Like, look at all these things I can do with a bass guitar and a keyboard and a drum kit.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you wanted to get Patty with them, so when he inevitably uses their song for like a character or a stand name, like, here's so-and-so, I understand. Dirty Loops! We'll get too mad.
I guess that's one way to plan ahead, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a prediction of what the next season's ending thing will be. I'll stick it at the end of this episode.
Excellent.
There is a JoJo Lion exhibition. Let's hope this link will tell me. It won't suddenly redirect to that tour.
Don't refresh it.
Everything will be redirected to that tour news, because that's what happens to the thing. Okay. Come on, translate to English. That was a part of the Japan Media Arts Festival. There'll be special exhibitions and large-scale media installation of JoJo Lion, which you don't know is the current volume of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. That's a JoJo in a sailor suit. And there was a survey from eBooks. They did a survey to find out what deadly attacks used by manga characters you'd want to have. And coming in at number 5 was The World. Which they have quotes from people. A woman in her 40s says it would allow her to play mischief on her boss. And a man in his 20s said it would allow him to stop train doors when he was late for a train.
Well, it wouldn't try and, like, I don't know, rob a bank or anything like that. No. To do any kind of crime and get away scot-free. No, I'll just, like, you know, I'll just go to my job as usual, but it'll be a little easier.
I mean, yeah, it's not quite Dio level. It's not quite behead your, I guess, adopted brother and put your head on his body kind of thing. No. That's gotta be a crime.
The top one was, teleportation from Dragon Ball.
That's just
useful, yeah.
Second one was, Kamehameha from Dragon Ball.
What would you do with that?
That's useless. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Let's see what they say. When you want to get rid of cockroaches without getting close to them.
I'll destroy you your floor and our house.
That seems a little...
And also, when you want to get rid of accumulated stress from work.
I imagine some guys coming in at the fumigator to a home and say, well, this is going to take me, we want to go stay with a friend for, you know, a couple of years while your house has been built out to be fumigated. He goes in under the tent, it's annihilated. There's a mile-wide crater where your house used to be.
Oh, sorry, yeah, the second one was another Dragon Ball, third one was Kamehameha, and the fourth one was Accelerator from Cyborg 009.
Yeah, that's useful.
What does that do?
Makes you go fast.
Yes.
Oh, really, really fast.
Oh, okay.
Super speed and teleportation, those are practical abilities.
Yeah, and the ability to stop time is practical as well.
Yeah, obviously.
Shoot giant fireballs out of your hands.
Yeah, well, that'd be a bonus, let's be fair. Who hasn't, like, wanted to do that at some point in their lives?
And JoJo's Bizarre Adventure HD has been pulled from PlayStation Network and Xbox Live. So, if you've wanted them, you hope you've got them, because you can't get them now.
Who was that?
I suppose that's true, Homer Simpson.
That is, yes. He's saying, better at them than me.
Yeah, that was my tablet saying that. Yes, that is correct. Simpsons tapped out.
Oh, are you still playing that game? Goodness gracious. See, I think that pulling from the arcade can only be down to something like, because obviously any purchase on Xbox Live Arcade is completely moot on Xbox One. So I don't know whether it's them kind of trying to, maybe they'll re-release it on Xbox One, the HD on that store. I don't know. I know there's some thing where you can't play old purchases on new consoles. But that's just a guess.
Okay.
Okie dokie, so on to the episode. High Priestess Part 2. Niall, take it away. Our final synopsis of the season.
Okay. Let me just have a little sort of drink here. Oh. Clear the old throat. Clear the old pipes. Okay. Gang are in like the... I guess the fucking airlock of the submarine. It's rapidly sinking. It's been attacked by High Priestess. Punched a bunch of holes in it. Joseph has to rapidly teach the gang how to scuba dive, all while Kakyo and Apollon Rep practicing the ultimate secret handshake, the best one ever committed to film. And so they make their daring escape. And they're like only 40 meters below the surface, but they had to ascend slowly so they don't get the bends. And so they do listen up, but it's walking along or going along the sea floor until they go up and up onto the beach. They thought, oh, there must get so far in the sea. Heck, as the underwater tunnel we saw earlier on. And so they climb up and up and up and realize, hey, is this kind of weird? Then pans out, wouldn't you know, there's a massive face with eyes glaring at them. It's a High Priestess, which has taken the form of the seabed, using the minerals to grow to an enormous size, and swallows the gang. And so they're inside, they're trapped inside this giant mouth, and Midler, stand user, is all, haha, I got you now. Son, didn't realize when the sea bears full of stuff from my stand that can make go giant. And the gang, realizing they're in a bind, launch a daring charm offensive, saying, hey, Midler, I bet you're pretty cute, if you weren't trying to kill us, I bet you'd really be my type. But she's having none of that. And so Joe Towers is knocked in between the teeth of the massive mallet. And we're seemingly killed. And the guys are all going, oh no! Joseph is going, no, my only grandson. How can this be? But then they hear, wait, what's that sound? Hey, it sounds like a bit like, and like, get the fuck down, it's the aura. And the teeth explode, and it's just Joe Towers is okay, you just start planning to punch out the teeth. And while he's at it, he punches out the rest of the teeth, while the guys are all going, hey, look what he's doing, he's punching out the rest of the teeth. And a great display of group speedwagoning. And so they manage to escape by breaking all the teeth, shattering them out. And Joe Tower is saying, huh, your teeth are pretty hard, I guess you didn't have enough calcium. Also, we don't want to see your face, because, it happens to you, it happens to you. And so they get onto the beach, and they're going to say, there's an unconscious woman over there. Ponder, go check that out. Just want to confirm, is she, still alive or dead? Also, is she good looking, like you surmised earlier on? Ponder, so, oh, no comment! Because obviously they're busting her teeth for breaking out of her in the first place. And they're in Egypt. They're long adventure across continent has come to an end. And Susie Q is in New York City saying, oh, my grandson, George Arrow, offered Joseph. I'm sure he's just helping him out being a good kid because he's a totally good kid. And also, caught a little shot of Holly at home. She's unconscious, being tended to by Spielberg and Foundation nurses. But, you know, a little kind of smile flits across her face because she knows, yes, my daddy and my son, they're both going to be okay. And Dio senses they've arrived and is like, they're coming to get me. The Spielberg Foundation agent, he's casing Dio's mansion. He notices 9 mysterious figures, men and women, approaching. Who could they be, I wonder? We're not going to find out because this agent is immediately killed. In what way, we don't really know because it's all blacked out, but he's definitely pious to Pharaoh in the most gruesome fashion. After a quick phone call back to let them know they're okay and they're in Egypt, gang hop in the Jeep, you know, because they've come a long way. They're doing this for Joe Taro and Joseph doing this for a family, but they're not doing it alone. They've got some quick companions on the way. And now it's off to Cairo. Check out Dio. That's all to be continued next season. And here we are.
Well done.
Yeah, I think that covers all the bases. I found this episode really enjoyable. I didn't think it was going to kind of get me going as much as it did, but I was quite excited. And I especially like the summation of all the guys they've beaten to show how far they've come. I thought it was really nice.
Yeah.
And also to fill in the gap. Fill in the time.
Yeah, it was total filler. Episode.
Yeah. I like that because you got like the kind of the cross in the map at the Indiana Jones kind of line going over across
the red line. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I liked how it was going through all the villains are defeated and the pig in the toilet flashed up while they were talking about it. It's like, a pig in the toilet, the most nefarious foe indeed.
And what, just when they get to Egypt, does Joseph say something about how long it would have taken them in a jet? It took us 30 days.
Yeah, I think he says it was going to take like 20 hours or something.
Yeah, I think less than a day, like.
Oh, God. See, I was very disappointed with that little, because I was expecting obviously the opening cuts, like it starts playing the opening, I thought, oh yes, we're going to get an epic montage to set up for the second half. I said, yes, what's it going to bring? And it's just the narrator talking, and I was just disappointed.
Well, you're getting like, Egypt travel information, you know, that's good. It gets you prepared for next season, you know. So.
I don't know. I like montages, and if we'd have seen, a sick montage of something, that would have been...
And you got the post-credit scene to get you hyped as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I left that out of my
What was the post-credit scene again?
Speedwagon Foundation helicopter. It's like hovering over the sand dunes. It's got 2 burly guys at the controls that are, you know, like they're pretty with it. They're pretty tough.
Yes,
and
yes.
In the back seat, there's like this little figure, and it's like, draped in a blanket in the back seat. Like who could that be? And it's kind of you only see poking out from underneath it like a single kind of eye. Who might that be? Oh,
I thought they were going to reveal that already this season, but I'm really surprised they didn't. I guess they got to keep you hooked.
Is this a big reveal, I presume?
Yes, kind of.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of.
It's reinforcements.
I have no idea who it could possibly be.
Well, Egypt is going to be a lot more dangerous, so this guy's going to call in some backup to help him out.
Well, hopefully they brought a spare hand for Joseph.
I forget if he... No, I think he had one when he was like calling him back home again.
What, he just got one in Egypt?
No, I guess in branches across the globe.
He went to the second hand shop, of course.
That's awful. My God.
How great was the intro?
Yeah.
The intro was great with sound effects, yeah.
It is brilliant with the sound effects. I've never been so excited. I get hyped for the intro every week, but this. When I didn't think it could ever top itself.
I do like an intro with some good sound effects.
Mm, yeah.
When my favourite bits, again, very Palmer related, the bit where High Priestess gets into his mouth when just the breather.
Do you think he forgot to put the breather in?
And Kakuin and, oh no, we knew it was going to happen. He jumped down his throat. We saw it, and then Kakuin and, Joseph try and retrieve it by sending their stands up Polnareff's nose.
Why didn't they just go down his mouth again? That's just more unnecessary things in unnecessary places.
Well, it's, I don't know, it's trying to, like, I guess, head it off at the pass, because, you know, all his orifices are connected.
They're trying to scare it out, aren't they?
See, the way I saw that is when they first kind of get out of the airlock, you see Polnareff panicking, and I was laughing because I thought it was him being an idiot and not putting in the breathing apparatus. And then obviously I realized that it's actually the High Priestess. So I was laughing away. I was thinking that's pretty funny, but.
Oh, they're talking about how, you won't be able to speak underwater. Then they at least they explain how they are going to speak underwater later.
Yeah. It's like, hey, we could just talk through our stands. Yeah.
Don't we have psychic powers?
It was right up to that point where Joseph was probably at his most competent he's ever been. Because it was like, okay, I know all about scuba diving. Let me just explain how this breathing apparatus works. It's very complicated. Here's the hand signals. It's like, dude, we're psychic.
I was hoping that Kakumo was, because they always have you scuba diving before, they all go through. I was hoping that Kakumo was going to say, as a Japanese high school student, I have not been scuba diving before.
You've done everything else, Kakumo, except for the greatest secret handshake.
I did like that. I was trying to learn Polnareff's thing for, what is it? Your underpants are showing?
Yeah, I can see your underpants.
What's it? Clap, two words, okay, sailor. Okay.
So we should explain that, Joseph is saying that underwater they'll just use two hand signals. This is before they've realised they can talk to each other using a tap. And then Polnareff goes, oh, I know some hand signals.
I thought he was just going to give someone the finger.
And Kakumin finds it hilarious.
Oh.
It's like Kakumin and Abdol have slowly been infected by Polnareff's personality.
His infectious stupidity.
Because Kakumin also gets another funny bit when they arrive in Egypt and they're all looking at the sea, reminiscing about what they've gone through to get here.
Mm.
And he mentions fighting stands in dreams. In dreams.
What are you talking about?
I'll explain later, it's fine.
That secret handshake, though, is fucking fantastic. I just love how deadly serious they are when they're
doing. Oh my god, they're super serial.
They're just like, bam, bam, bam.
She also mentioned that everybody's hair, apart from Polnareff's, is affected by the water. It does move around differently in the water. Polnareff must use so much product.
Yeah, it's
hair
it's,
remains it's... perfectly rigid at all times, even the bullet in the back.
It's as metallic and solid as Silver Chair's rapier.
Yeah, do you not see how quickly he put it together that one time? And it just became solid so quick. He has that thing perfected.
What's this there? I like when the High Priestess is like, you know, it's just, forget all this stuff, forget all this kind of sneaking around, I'm going to transform into a spear gun and I'll shoot you guys instead.
That was super sweet, because he had the spear gun, I guess, constantly reloading itself and shooting while dueling with Silver Chariot.
Yeah.
That was kind of super sweet.
He's not parrying it away, he's like parrying it, you know, like point to point.
Yes!
Like, being super accurate and kind of showing off, really, but it looks so cool, and it's one of the better animation spots in the episode as well.
Yeah, they definitely did save some of the budget for this episode. There's a bunch of sequences like that.
Mm.
They're just damn pretty.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering as well, you know, when, you know, it's like the High Priestess, you know, where it's like sneaking around and when it grew to that normal size, I was wondering, why didn't the stand just turn into the entire submarine?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to do.
Explain, it's because it could turn that bigger.
Yeah.
Because it's closer to the user.
Yeah.
Oh, it's closer to the shore. Oh, yes. Right.
This is just kind of immediately after they said, I thought that they'd send in and said, oh, the user must be close to get sold out. And then, oh, I see.
I assume at this point, perhaps they'd be getting feedback cards in the Mac comic, demanding explanations of these things.
Letter saying bullshit.
So the editor's probably whispering in a racket, saying, you've got to explain these things more. Because now you're saying that the range is very short on these powerful stands, yeah. He was wandering around at the start of the comic.
Yeah.
When I was watching it, we were trying to think, what could the stand user be to be projecting it into the submarine? It was like, what if the stand user is a fish? It was just like, that's how it's keeping up with them. I was like, no, it's far more simple than that.
Do you ever see what Rose looks like in the manga?
No, but he has drawn a picture of her.
Oh, is she attractive? Or?
Yes.
if you go to, I'll get out here.
Because I'm intrigued. I was, you know, I wanted to see through Paul Nareff's eyes so much.
I think this might be an illustration from the fighting game or something, but there you go, anyway.
Let's see.
She wasn't wearing those clothes, though.
No.
I guess this is Nope. She's part-time stand assassin and belly dancer.
Oh, that's cool. At least I know what she...
Yeah. when doing the charm offensive and all, Bender's going, ha, I got you now. It's a shame I gotta kill you because Joe Taro, you're pretty cute. You know, if they're not to kill you, you could probably go out. And like, part of whispering in Joe Taro's ear, and Joe Taro's like, I'm not saying that. I'm not gonna say it. No, forget about it.
Dude, I got a good plan. Tell her she's hot.
But it's kind of ruined when, like, when they all join in, you know.
Yeah, that ruined the entire effect. It's all right for Jotaro to do it, because that was the point. And for Polnareff to do it, that's in his character. But the rest of them were just laying it on way too thick.
Yeah, it's like Joseph going, oh, if only I were 30 years younger. And it's like, dude, she probably saw, like, heard you on the phone to your wife back in New York. You know, she's not going to fall for that.
Doesn't she sound like, what was it? Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn. Yes. Audrey Hepburn. Actually. I'm just going to check Aya Sakawa. Is she in any way, has she ever been? Probably not, because they had...
I was going to say, a few year difference in that.
She could be very old.
It'd be a bit weird going back and redubbing old films with new voices.
I don't know. They can colorize Casablanca, so...
They can do anything they like.
Brian, I was thinking this episode kind of brought back good memories, what with all the poor dentistry going on.
That's true, but I did forget when the episode where Polnareff got a hole in his tongue that had happened to me a month or so earlier.
Seems to have gotten better. all this mouth-related trauma he's going through.
Art,
you know,
imitating life.
And that time you had to lick a toilet.
That's true.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hasn't happened. Yet.
When I heard the ora ora kind of thing coming through the teeth, I thought it was someone singing, because I'm like, ooh. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
Some beautiful whale song.
In the Red Sea.
The Stannis is a whale.
That scene is immense, though. When he, not just one tooth, just every single tooth.
It takes him a while to get through one, but once he gets that one going, I guess they're easier to knock out.
Yeah, somehow. Oh, but that was great. That was great.
Everybody's speed wagoning. He's like, oh, he's knocking out all the teeth. Wow, I didn't know. Even though they're harder than diamond, he's still, like, breaking into pieces.
I do like the fact that Susie Q knows what they're, well, basically knows they're up to something that they're not saying to her.
Mm. Well, I mean, like, she did work for a super kung fu master in Italy.
Exactly, yeah.
During the Second World War. So I think she probably knows there's some weird shit going on in the world.
Speaking of Susie Q, actually, I was rewatching all the intro for Phantom Blood and Battle Tendency, and you see a silhouette of Susie Q's naked body in Battle Tendency. I was like, oh no, I know what you turn into. I feel disrespectful.
So, yeah. What? She grows old. Everyone grows old.
Yeah, but now that I've seen her, that she's a grandmother. You know, it's like, oh, I don't need to see this.
Mr. Al, which is the third podcast for the
one. Yeah, I just want to listen to that today. Come on, man, we're all going to get old someday.
Yeah, everybody's going to get saggy. That's just what's going to happen.
No, I'm forever young. I got ID'd today, so.
Oh dear.
It can be cool, like Joseph, you know, he's like pushing.
Well, I'm not saying getting old's bad, it was more a case of, like, you know, I'm seeing the silhouette of your young, naked body, and Joe Taro's grandmother, that's, I don't need to see that. It's disrespectful. Now I can never watch the intro in the same way ever again.
Okay.
Disappointment. That's how I spent my afternoon rewatching the intros, basically.
Well, I mean, like, every time I see that, I just think of the fact that Kakegan fancies his mother. Where he said, I wish I had a girlfriend as pretty as your mom. That's why he's doing this whole thing.
Yeah. Ulterior motives.
I'm going to be your daddy now, Jotaro.
Oh, man. How long do you think him and Polnareff were practicing that secret handshake? Because they were so dead set.
I think they just knew instinctively.
Did it? Yeah, it was...
they're on, you know, an instinctive manly level that is not
high plane.
It's like Solid Snake and Otacon, you know, they do their one. Well, their one is Konami code, because they go up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I guess they did not know that.
They can't press start and select together, so they hug.
Yeah.
At the end.
Oh my god, I did not pick up on that. That's
well, start is not kind of defined, then.
Or
select.
Start, sorry, yeah.
Select is, I select you, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one, I've watched this. Actually, I'm going to just do it again, so you guys not see it as well. it's watching it all week. I'll must practice this. So that
there's several gifs of that, right?
Yeah. I've seen them getting flung around.
Marching it one more time.
So the question for me is, when on earth is it going to be back?
January is shaping up to be a ridiculously packed.
Stacked, is it stacked?
It is. Let's have a look
releases.
There so far. Anychart.net.
So you can see that far ahead for releases?
Yeah, so we've got Assassination Classroom anime TV series.
Oh.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stardust Crusaders 2. Do-ra-ra-ra 2.
Yeah.
Well, that's stacked enough for me, those three things.
Is that it?
That's it. That's stacked for me. Three is stacked for me. I've only watched really two things at the moment, so.
Yeah, that's fair, actually, because, I mean, hell, it's January. That's a long time.
Yeah, there's only nine here on this list so far, so.
Cycle past the movies out then as well.
Well, that's
true.
Naruto Shippuden Movie 7, The Last.
The Last.
Promises.
Yes.
Hey. I mean, I'm doing that. I thought that Naruto arc was over, but then they started fighting again this week.
No spoilers, because I'm catching up.
Spoilers, they fight at some stage.
It's not really spoilers, Anthony, because everything you've expect to happen has happened. So.
But I don't know who's like the villain at the moment.
Oh, what?
I won't say. But basically, everything you expect to happen, if you've been, even, I haven't been reading for years. And still, when I was going back through it, I was like, okay, I was expecting this to happen. Don't know who those are, but I'm sure people must be expecting this to happen.
You've got to go in with an open mind, and you will enjoy it far more.
Since this episode was so delayed, actually, how disappointed were all that the episode came out a day later?
I was fuming.
I was.
Yeah. I rushed home, like, to be in time for us. I blitzed it at work when I'm pegged at home. I had time to watch it, and then I'm like, where's where JoJo at? And I was like, oh, delayed till later on. I was so annoyed.
Is it because they thought last minute, let's add sound effects?
Oh, and they spent the day doing that.
Right, we've got $100 left. Let's record some sound effects.
Just leave it on the table. Come on.
I was very upset. It was delayed. Very upset. It ruined my Friday evening. And certainly Saturday morning. So yeah, until it was out. Oh well.
Never mind, we saw it eventually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we finally podcasted it as well.
Mm-hmm. Time dedicated to you.
Okay, my excitement for Assassination Classroom is rapidly depleting. Oh, you have done some stuff I like.
Rain's base.
Yeah, unfortunately the good people at Brainspace apparently seem to have formed their own studio, which is who are doing Do Ra Ra Ra.
For the record, what's Assassination Classroom? I'm seeing an image of this guy with a yellow...
It's the Shonen Jump strip, which Shonen Jump won't translate into English.
Any reason why?
I assume because in America the phrase Assassination Classroom may have slightly other meaning.
Understand. Yeah.
But they can call it Ansetsu Kyoshitsu.
Anyway, it's about an alien who comes down to Earth and he teaches a class and they've got to, he's teaching them and they've got to kill him before he destroys the Earth.
Is that what he's teaching them?
Yes.
He has already destroyed the moon and promised to destroy the Earth if he can't be killed within a year. But now, so now his gang of ragtag misfits got to band together to kill him.
Yes. Wait, why can't he just kill himself if he's training people to kill him?
How can this class of misfits kill a technical monster capable of reaching Mach 20 speed, who may be the best teacher any of them have ever had?
So, yeah, he's also a really great teacher, that's the other thing.
It's like, he's like GTO, but he's like a, you know, some kind of alien monster.
It's like Great Teacher Cthulhu. And he's ridiculously, sort of a smiley type face.
You know, I'm happy to see you. young brains, you know, like eager, you know, ready to be molded and then destroyed in a fireball of nuclear destruction.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if somebody licenses the anime to stream, whether that will encourage them to actually translate it. They want to encourage American students to kill their tentacle teachers, do they?
No. I have nothing else to say on this subject.
Before we wrap up, there's one thing we forgot to do this season.
What's that?
One thing we did in our previous JoJo's podcast on Dynamite in the Brain.
Did we sing the intro?
No, and that is a game of JoJo or No-No.
Oh my god!
Oh
shit.
This is the biggest twist.
Okay, Dwayne, you go first. Home of the original bling earring. Is that JoJo or No-No?
JoJo.
That is correct. JoJo loves you. Apparently the home of the original bling earring.
Okay.
Doyle. Boat driver sentenced for 2 years following fatal Hudson River boat collision. Another funny
JoJo?
One. That is correct. JoJo John.
JoJo
I'm
John.
So... Hold on. Where are these things from again? From anything?
Planet Earth.
Yes. Does the answer have JoJo or No-No in it?
Okay, I was... Right. Okay.
Anthony.
Yes.
Bird feeders with all metal durability. JoJo or No-No?
No-No.
That's correct. No-No bird feeders. Dwayne, a Swiss drummer. JoJo or No-No?
No-No.
No, that's incorrect. It's JoJo Mayer.
I said I go with the long shot. Because a human is bound to be called JoJo.
Niall, the dolphin friend of author Dean Burnell.
What?
No-No.
No, JoJo.
JoJo. How are you finding these, Bryce?
I wonder how I found a bunch of things with JoJo or No-No.
I know, but...
It's all on the internet to do that with.
You're actually kind of fugue stating in your walk in this list
kind
this year.
Studied in the library.
I used a Ouija board, of course, as everyone. Anthony, a baseball documentary.
JoJo.
No, it's No-No, a documentary. There's a pun in documentary. The doc spelled D-O-C-K. Hey, still drawing one all after a bad round there. Back to Dwayne. A wedding photographer. JoJo or No-No?
No-No.
No, JoJo Stott. Niall, a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last.
JoJo.
That is correct.
Beatles, from the Beatles Come Together. Is that right?
No, Get Back.
Oh, Get Back, shit.
Anthony, a recurring Moogle in Ivalice, is that how you pronounce it?
Final Fantasy thing? Yeah, it's Ivalice. I think it's the world that the
anyway, a recurring Moogle from games which take place there.
I'm going to say JoJo.
No-No.
Oh.
And final round. Niall's in the lead.
Oh.
Hope he gets a chance to draw, at least.
In the head
Wayne, a car rental service on St. Martin Island.
I'm going to go No-No again. I'm
not correct. No-No car rental.
But you've drawn at the moment. I can also draw.
Niall gets the next one, he's the one.
Yeah, Niall gets the next one, he's the one.
Yeah, man.
So we'll leave Niall's to last.
Exciting.
Okay, Anthony. South African water tanks.
Oh, that's definitely a JoJo.
You are correct.
Yes.
So it's either a draw or Niall can take this if he can tell me. The Pandarian cooking supplies vendor in World of Warcraft. Is he a JoJo or a No-No?
Niall ain't no nerd. He's never played those games.
Let's guess. Panda, China, it's gotta be a No-No.
No, it's JoJo.
Oh!
And that is how you play JoJo or No-No.
We're too evenly matched, clearly.
Eventually you'll run out of questions, but I hope no time soon.
That's it. Yes. Yeah, so that ends this week's episode of Let's Go JoJo. Be back here next 3 months' time. Next year, in fact. Be back here next year for the full Iggy and the Great God Geb. And in the meantime, check out our regular podcast at SecretOfTheSailorMadness.blogspot.com and DynamiteInTheBrain.com. Goodbye.
Lally, goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh shit.
What shit?
Sandbags, windbags, camels with the hump. Fat girls, thin girls, some a little plump. Slave girls sold here, 50 bob a lump in the old bazaar in Cairo. Brandy, shandy, beer without a froth. Graces, laces, a candle for the moth. Bet you'd look a dolly in an old loincloth in the old bazaar in Cairo. You can buy most anything. Thimbles, fat cows, a little bit of string. You can purchase anything you wish. A clock, a dish, and something for your Auntie Fanny. Harem, scarem, what do you think of that? Benny, striptease, dancing on the mat. Oompa, oompa. That's enough of that in the old bazaar in Cairo.